Hi, I'm Jonathan Haverdink, your spiritual fitness coach. In Luke 11, verses 9 through 13, Jesus says, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Unanswered prayers are scary. They can lead us to ask, "Is something wrong with me? Am I not good enough or important enough? Do I not have enough faith? Am I asking wrongly?" Or scarier yet, "Is something wrong with God? Is He not able? Does He not care? Can He not hear me?" But if we believe that God is in control and that He hears our prayers, then we must believe that God is either telling us no or not yet. I don't know about you, but in many cases, I would rather receive a quick no from God than a not yet and having to wait. Waiting is hard. It's ambiguous. It's uncertain. It takes a lot of patience and faith and persistence. So one of the main questions I think we can all relate to is simply, why? Why, if God is a good Heavenly Father who delights in giving His children good things, why would He make us wait? If He's so eager to show us His goodness, then why is He so slow to answer sometimes? So many people already struggle to believe that God exists, and those who do believe struggle to believe that He is near to us like a good Father. So why would He make it that much harder for us to believe that? Like, God, wouldn't it be so much easier to believe in You if You would just show up every time I needed something and give me whatever I wanted? What do you call a parent who gives their child anything they ask for? A bad parent. Children ask for some really unhealthy things sometimes. If it were up to me as a kid, I would have eaten pizza and ice cream for every meal, never gone to bed, and played video games instead of doing my homework. It is for my good that my parents told me no or not yet for many of my requests. And it is for my good that God tells me no or not yet sometimes. I can't presume to know all of God's purposes or why He often makes us wait a long time to see our prayers answered. But nonetheless, don't let it stop you from knocking on God's door. Keep knocking and don't stop knocking, because even though none of us knows the mind of God, one thing we do know is that He is a good Father. He is listening, He cares, and He delights in giving His children good gifts. So today, I want to challenge you to do three simple things. First, I want you to write out your current prayer requests for today. And I want you to bring them before God and ask Him, "Are any of these too small or short-sighted for you?" Submit those requests under His will. Second, I want you to pick whichever of those requests seems the most important and ask a bit bigger. God wants to stretch our faith by believing Him for things that seem impossible. So what seems impossible to you? It's not impossible for God. And lastly, commit to praying, watching, and giving thanks. Pray for it daily, watch for God's answer, and give thanks for how He answers. Keep knocking on God's door and don't stop knocking. Now go win today.